You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, Jack Fritz certainly got some respect yesterday. And you can also ding that Bell Seltzer for this reality. He needed it. Badly. Badly. He needed that dub, and he got it. So good to him. Good for him. By the way, I felt bad. I really did that I didn't give the crowd a better show. I feel bad about that. I apologize for that.
I could tell it really bothered you.
I'll just say it bothered me. It disappointed me. I had so much fun. Like, I don't know that anything really bothered me. I wanted to win, but I had so much fun that I wasn't really bothered, but I just, I was disappointed. I was disappointed that I did. I can honestly tell you I was more disappointed to not give the crowd a better show than I was disappointed having lost. I mean that. I expected to do better. I expected him to do worse. I expected me to do better. And the fact that he did so well and I did so poorly is, certainly a mark against me. So we got a competition, to say the least. We're 1-1. Credit to Jack, and congrats to him on the victory yesterday. Let's listen to how they started their show yesterday. We'll play two pieces of audio. We're going to get to a lot as we move through the show, but let's give you two big ones off the top. How they started their show, and then eventually we'll get here to Jack's first main commentary on it. But Ike, he brought it out yesterday, deservedly so. Here's how they started yesterday.
He left it all out there. Eight up, eight down. 30 pitches, 22 strikes, 5 strikeouts. It's 1-1 because Jack Fritz beat Joe DeCamera today in dominating fashion. There he is.
There we go.
Ike Fritz. Ike Reese, rather. How are you feeling, brother? Sorry. It's
victory! Now, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Had to be a special day today to bring that out.
Yeah.
I don't bring that out for anyone but the Midnight Green. And for my boy Jackie Baseball to go out there and do what he did today under these conditions, under these circumstances, got to tip my cap to you, my brother. Listen, shout out to Joe DeCamera. He put up a valiant effort, but it wasn't good enough. This is Jack's element. He was in his wheelhouse, and it showed today.
You know, it did. I mean, it showed in a big way. He pumped. Jody, were you surprised? Because we actually have two different Twitter poll questions of the day today, one of which is about the competition. Brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin Certified One Owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. By the way, I did chuckle because I listened to that live when Ike brought out the victory. That was
pretty
right.
Awesome.
That's some good showmanship right there. But Jody, Twitter poll question. Did Jack Fritz throwing such a high percentage of strikes surprise you?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
But I will say this. I got there early. Did you make good time on the Schuylkill going out?
I can't even remember how I went. I don't know.
I
got out there. I went. First I ate. So what do you think my routine was? And I admitted this on the air. Pre-match routine. Eat,
yeah.
Then?
I don't know.
Go to McDonald's, go to the bathroom. I did not eat at McDonald's. I did my typical. You go to one spot.
Of course.
You drive about 10 more minutes. You find a Mickey D's. You unload,
and then
you gear up at the facility.
Silly me, I was thinking bidet. That there would be a.
Well, I was thinking, like, are we going to have porta potties? Are we going to have concessions? I knew, but how many? It was unbelievable. Anyway, Jody, I'm sorry to break your strike. Go ahead.
Not a problem. I did get there early because I made great time going out there. Because anytime you got to take the Schuylkill all the way to the Blue Route, you're banking on an hour because traffic every hour of the day in this town is difficult on the Schuylkill. I made it out there in like 35 minutes. I couldn't believe how fast. So I was there before 11 o'clock for a 12 o'clock outing. So I sat around and listened to the radio WIP in the car. And I went out, and I was out on the field before you were, and Fritz was there early.
Yeah.
And I was watching him warm up. He was long tossing in the outfield. I said, uh-oh, he's looking free and easy. It really looked like he was just in his natural element.
Yeah,
I said,
no,
now
I
it can get different when it gets on the mound.
Yeah.
Just the warming up is one thing. Doing it in the heat of competition or quasi-competition.
Jody, he had a couple of practice warm-up pitches right before the competition began. Like a typical pitcher on the mound, not like side mound, not bullpen.
Right.
But like he's right in front of the crowd. It's about to start in about 1 minute. He threw, five or six pitches in that sequence before it started. He bounced a couple, and I thought maybe this process of unraveling is beginning because the crowd got on him, and I thought, okay, this is good. And then as soon as the competition started, he pumped in strikes.
Yeah,
I mean, it was
did,
a lot of so. Strikes. Here's Jack's first main statement yesterday talking about what went down.
It was a good day. Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to feel my elbow tomorrow. We left it all on the line. But, man, we had to do what we had to do. Could tell early it was going to go a certain way. If as long as I threw strikes,
yep.
I felt pretty confident. But, man, 8-0. I'm glad it was 8-0. I'm glad I didn't mess around and hit him.
Yep.
You know, I wanted straight domination, and I got straight domination.
He sure did. He caused straight domination. Look, credit to him. By the way, the other poll question we have today is who's most likely to start a playoff game this year for the Phillies? We got three choices that I think are all vying for the fourth spot, I think. And that's A, Jesus Luzardo, who had a big bounce back yesterday. B, Aaron Nola, who's obviously been one of their main two pitchers for the last 5 years, 10 years, really. And C, Andrew Painter, who, of course, we all hope becomes the replacement of Zach Wheeler in future years as the ace. I think he's lagging in getting there this year as one of these guys for the postseason to start. But we'll ask you, Luzardo, Nola, Painter, because you certainly can make a case for all three for October. Who do you think is most likely to start an October game? Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Jeff in Phoenixville right now. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, everybody. Joe, I commend you for what you did yesterday. Even though you lost, to go out there in front of a very large crowd, because I was there. I was behind the home plate, right by your guys' dugout. And there was some vitriol in your way, and you went out there, and you have stones to do what you did, because there was a lot of people, and it was hot. It was really hot out there. So don't dwell on it too much, buddy. I give you all the credit in the world for what you did. So just, think about it today, talk about today, and then just move on. And
yeah, well, I'll use it as some fuel. But look, I appreciate that. And honestly, I had a blast, Jeff. I wanted
fun.
To win, but it was fun.
It was also
gratifying to see so many people and to know how ridiculous it is. That this silly competition has turned into something that many, many, many people care about.
When I pulled in and I saw the small amount of people, I'm like, oh, my God, this is bigger than I thought. And then everybody just started filing in from the parking lot. And then where I was at, we had a small group of people that were rooting for you. Some guy named Tony was there and a couple of their older people there were there. They were just all rooting for you and fired because that second pitch was a bit high, but just to go out there and do that in front of all those people, because I hate going. When I used to go golfing a ton, I hated just going off the first tee.
I know.
And then, but you got like 400 people there, so God bless you, buddy. That was really
Thank
good.
You.
So just worry about the tennis now. You what you need for tennis, because I played. Now we talked about this before in the past. You need reps. You need
nope. Jeff, okay. what I need to win tennis is a tennis racket. It's all I need.
Okay. Okay.
I guess ball as well. That's all I need.
One thing with Fritz, I've learned from playing a lot of people that don't play but they play golf, they play tennis. They think they overswing and then they can't keep the ball on the court. So I think you should have tennis easily.
Look, here's the deal. If he's decent, then he could beat me. It sounds, the way he has expressed it on the air, it sounds like he's not much of, I'm not saying I'm great. I'm not great. But like, do I think I'm better than the average bear? Yeah. And so if he stinks, I guarantee I'll win. Like if he stinks, I'll totally win. If he can hang, then that could go either way. I don't know anything about his game other than he has not expressed much positivity about his tennis game. So I generally feel confident, but that's knowing that there's things I don't know, if that makes sense.
Well, I don't see him using topspin and backspin and stuff like that. I just figure he might just try to dink it around the court. So just, play heady and, you should just be able to take him pretty quickly there. So, and real quick on the Eagles, if I could.
Yeah, please do.
I'm looking forward to Mitchell and DeGene second year. Yeah. I want to see what they learned. Breakout years for both of them. And I just want to see how much better they're going to be, because I just think it's going to be even more so than what we got last year, which was amazing.
Incredible.
Surprise.
Yeah, it's exactly right. Hey, Jeff, great phone call. Thanks for being there yesterday, man. It was a lot of fun. It was great seeing you. I appreciate it. So five questions for the Mac Man. Whenever Jody's here, we do five questions on a daily basis. Jody, question number one today, because we could do a poll on this one and it might come out 50-50. Forget even right now. Let's go career. Who's going to have a better career, Quinyon Mitchell or Cooper DeGene?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good question.
Tough question.
I would say I have no idea what they're going to do, but just judging by what they've done so far, I would say Quinyon because he's going to stay outside.
I agree with you. Maybe not for that reason. I think he's just slightly better. But I mean, Cooper DeGene's amazing. But we discussed this on the show a few weeks ago, and we were saying who's currently better, not 10 years, future. But we all gave it as a slight lean to Quinyon. I think Cooper gets more pub. He's the rookie. I mean, not the rookie. He was the touchdown in the Super Bowl as a rookie, on his birthday, that whole thing. But, like, if you ask me, and again, it's very close. But if I had to say who do I think is better and who do I think will have a better career, I would give a slight lean to Quinyon Mitchell.
And DeGene has had a nice offseason. His dunking quality was out there viral and got a lot of attention. And then he goes to Smitty's softball game and wins the home run derby and the MVP. Now, that's got nothing to do with how he's going to play week 3 in the NFL this upcoming season, but it does get the fan base excited.
Let me give you a full disclosure. I don't even know if I said this on the air from 2 weeks ago when I was at Kelsey's events. Jody, I was emceeing me, Jason Kelsey, and Kylie Kelsey. We all had microphones sort of co-emceeing this charity thing that they had, you know, the Kelce Games, whatever the whole thing's called, raising a lot of money, Eagles Autism Foundation, and a lot of drinking games involved, and some athletic elements to drinking games involved. Until the very end, Cooper DeJean was dominating this thing along with Sidney Brown. I mean, I can't describe to you the level of domination, because it's literally like people like you and me, it was like regular Joes, and then you would have NFL players mixed in, current or past. Connor Barwin was there, Bo Allen was there, Landon Dickerson was there, and as I said, Cooper DeJean and Sidney Brown. When Cooper DeJean first stepped up for this one competition, I had just gotten there. Like, because I did the show, they started this thing in the 11 o'clock hour. I got there a little bit into it, because finished the show here at 10, got to Seattle around, you know, whatever, 11:30 or whatever. When Cooper DeJean came up for this first competition, and he was like the fourth or fifth person I'd seen after a few Joes, I had no idea it was Cooper DeJean. I just thought it was some jacked, regular, random 20-something-year-old. And then I see him scoot on this thing, this athletic thing he did. I'm like, holy hell, that guy's... And I still didn't know it was Cooper DeJean. And then when he came back around, I saw people the way that they reacted to him. I'm like, oh, I think this is Cooper. Because I'd never seen... So anyway, the guy was very impressive. I will say that. All right. By the way, when you call in, it was a little embarrassing. Like, thankfully, because I did this with others, like the randos. Hello, sir. Hello, ma'am. What's your name? I almost.
If you've done that with Cooper DeJean, you're right. That would have been a little embarrassing.
I almost did the what's your name. So thank God I did not. Anyway,
are you serious?
I had no idea it was him.
One of the most recognizable people.
Had no idea.
It's been like the summer of Coop. Like he's everywhere.
I just thought he was this above average.
That was early. The Kelce thing was before his winning of the MVP in Smitty's.
Yeah, it was the day before,
game.
I think. A day or two before. Yeah. All right, so when you call in today, your chance to win a pair of tickets. This is for tonight. So, like, this last call to win these tickets, Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul tonight at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden. Tickets are still available for $30. You can visit Ticketmaster.com. You can also call us at 215-592-9494 and answer this question. In honor of yesterday and this overall me versus Jack thing, which is obviously silly, but it's been a lot of fun and people seem very engaged in it. I mean, Jody, we get more calls on the me and Jack thing than the Phillies or Eagles these days, which is ridiculous. But in honor of that, and we ask you, what is or who is silly but fun? Jody Mack, when you think silly but fun, best answer, whoever threads that needle of silly and fun, good combination, is going to win the tickets for the concert tonight. Mack, man, what do you got?
Three words. Herman.
That's a really good one. Yeah.
It's a great answer.
That is. Listen, Pee Wee Herman is a great answer. Potentially could have been a winning answer.
Sorry if I took it from somebody.
I think there are hundreds of potential winning answers. Seltzer, silly but fun, what do you got?
A conversation with a child.
Okay. You are not kidding.
No, I know, right?
I miss those.
They're the best. It's so silly. It's fun. No idea where it's going to go. They'll say the craziest things. It's hilarious.
That's pretty good. I like that. That's offbeat. Rhea, it's silly but fun.
So it's a song I heard. I was in a store the other day and hadn't heard it. And it makes me laugh. It's Raining Men.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the funniest song. I mean, it's completely ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. So there are songs, there are movies, there are actions in life. Let me give you an action in life. Jody, you did three words. I shall give you three words.
Nice.
A conga line.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, the whole idea of let me put my hands on your shoulders and you put your hands on someone else's shoulders and that person puts their hands on someone else's shoulders and you form a line and you just start moving through the room, like at a wedding, is
The last wedding I was at. Did you, like, it was really funny.
I mean, of course it's fun.
Completely ridiculous.
And it's as silly as it gets, a conga line.
Had a couple cocktails during the wedding, right. So you're like, who cares?
Exactly. All right, give us a great answer for silly but fun. Best answer by the end of the show. And there are many, 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 many big answers available. So put those thinking caps on and let us know what you think is the biggest and best answer. 215-592-9494. Jack Fritz certainly answered the bell yesterday. So did Bryce Harper, who had clearly been struggling since coming back from his injury. Let's listen to the sequence, because Bryce had, after an out early in the game, Bryce had four hits and all of them extra base hits. Let's listen to this sequence as he really cranked it up yesterday.
Harper swings, drills it, deep left field. Going back is Ramos. He looks up, and it's gone. And Bryce Harper with an opposite field laser to left off Verlander. It's his 10th home run of the season, his first since his return from the injured list.
1-0. And a swing and a line drive left center field. That's going to be up the gap and go all the way to the wall. And Harper's around first, on his way to second, cruising in with a double. Beck delivers, and Harper swinging a drive, center field and deep. Lee back into his right. He looks up at the wall, and it's off the fence. And Harper is headed for second. He'll be there with another double. And that was oh so close to his second homer of the day. And a 3-2 again. Swung on, line to left center field. On the run, Ramos. This ball is going to bang off the wall as well. And Harper is into second again with his second double of the inning. His third of the day, and it's his first four-hit game this season.
Yeah, that was a big deal yesterday by Bryce. I mean, he was clobbering the ball and going opposite field, Jody. I mean, a ton. And I'll say this. I feel like given the lag in their lineup, and it is a legitimate lag, and I don't think it's just temporary. I think they're not a great hitting team. They're a great pitching team with the starting pitching. They're not a great hitting team. They really, really, really could use Bryce to get back into that zone, because the other guys, like Cassie's not going to get back to 300, 30, and 100. It's done. Those days are done. Stott may never get to 300. You know, Bohm may never get to 25 homers a year. Like, they just have limitations that are irrefutable, I think, at this point. But one thing we know can happen, Bryce can play like an MVP. And if he can get back to that level consistently, Jody, it can make a tremendous difference for this team.
We had Ruben on with us Tuesday morning from San Francisco. Got up really early to jump here on the morning show. Give him credit for that. And he specifically went out of his way to say, and I watched Harper's batting practice the day before, and man, was he ripping the ball. He was seeing, he putting on a show, and I'm going, it'd be nice if he put on a show during one of the games. I'm glad he's having a nice batting practice, Ruben, but are we making too much of this? It's batting practice.
Right.
And he basically was predicting the breakout's coming. The breakout came yesterday.
It sure did, man.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.